This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want to conclude, inshallah ta'ala, just some comments about these young people that are such an incredible inspiration in the Quran. They didn't have the Quran. They didn't have the Quran. They didn't have the greatest miracle of Allah Azza wa Jal. By the way, Allah put them to what? Allah put them to sleep. And this Quran is actually one that will keep us awake. Our miracle is that when the world will be sleeping, we'll be the only ones awake. Our miracle is going to be the one where the world is lost in ghafla. The whole world is lost in ghafla. And the only ones awake are the young people. And when these same young people, all they can care about is how many likes on their stupid joke did they get? How many LOLs did they receive? When they keep taking 8 different selfie angles, and then fixing the color correction and learning the photo, changing all of that and then posting it, just felt like taking a selfie out of the blue. When you're so lost inside of yourself, when this device is basically your soul, when that's what's happened to you, then you're a lost cause. The enemy of Islam doesn't have to come and destroy you. He already did. You're already done. You've already been cooked. You know? You guys, you have to transcend image. You have to get beyond, social pressure. You have to get beyond what people think of you on campus if you're wearing a hijab. Instead of you feeling sorry that you're wearing hijab and they look down on you, you should feel sorry for them that Allah did not crown their heads with guidance. That's what you should be thinking. You young men over here, instead of worrying about, man, these guys get to eat what they want, do what they want, drink what they want, you should feel sorry for them that Allah dignified you as a human being and kept you away from living an animal existence, pretending to be human. Instead of wanting to be like them, Allah has dignified you with beautiful speech. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. You don't use foul language. You don't even allude to foul language. There are no 4-letter filthy words in your vocabulary. And when you hear them, you don't laugh. You don't find them enjoyable. You react to them like you would to a filthy smell. You're disgusted by them. Because Allah has given nobility to this tongue of yours. He gave this tongue the honor of reciting the Quran. It has no room for filthy language left. It has no room left because Allah cleaned it up. This is my young generation. These are my young heroes that are going to stand. The real battle for Islam for a lot of you in the United States is on college campuses. It's on high school campuses. It's not inside the masajid. The real champions of Islam are these young people. Even if they don't know much, they're still holding on to their faith. The real heroes of our religion are these young guys. These young guys that are sitting in a college auditorium in the summer, and there are girls basically undressed, sitting next to them saying, "Hi Abdullah, how are you? You have such great handwriting." And they're not even looking up, and they're saying, "Thank you." And then they're saying, "A'udhu billahi minashaitan ar-rajim." And even though he thinks she's beautiful, and even though he wants to look like any man would, even though he's attracted, he just turns to Allah and says, "Ya Allah, save me from this flood. You promised me better. You better hold up your promise. Because I'm dying over here. Ya Allah, you better do your part." You know? These young people are amanu bi rabbihim. They are the ones who've held on to their faith, the most basics of their faith. I don't expect our young people to become scholars and experts of the Arabic language and tajweed and Quran and memorize and all of that. Those of you that are doing that, I'm so proud of you. And those of you that haven't even taken a single step in that direction, you don't know how to recite a single word of the Quran. That's not your fault. But the fact that you can still hold on to your faith, and the fact that you can still make a commitment to Allah and say, "Ya Allah, I want to be strong. And I know where I'll get my strength. I'll get my strength from your words. So I'm turning to your book, Ya Allah. Make this journey easy for me. Make this journey easy for me." And when you can do that, you watch what Allah does for you. He will do for you what He did for them. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى. We increase them and we enhance them and we evolve them in guidance. He'll transform you into better and better people. He'll make you people that other people will want to be around. He'll make you a role model. Here you are looking for role models. You've forgotten that you're the one Allah gave Islam to. You're the role model. You're looking for someone to lean on. You're the one that everybody else has to lean on. Learn to stand up. This book will help you stand up. It is high time that the youth stop complaining. They stop saying the pressure is too high. I don't know how to handle it. You are the people Allah chose for this generation. And Allah chooses the right people for the right generation that can carry the banner of His faith. You're the people that Allah chose. Stop hiding behind excuses. We don't even have to run to a cave. We don't have to run to no cave. We can stand tall where we are. We're not being killed for saying La ilaha illallah. We're just being looked at dirty. That's nothing. Look away. Stare all you want. You know, people are just saying condescending words to us, and every time they do, it's an opportunity for conversation, isn't it? Every time people talk down to us, make fun of us, say insulting words towards us, these are times where we must see that these people, they hate this deen so much, I'm going to talk to them and let's see what happens. And you will find many of them completely transformed because you had the confidence to stand up for your faith. The last thing I want to share with you on this note about young people. Not too long ago, a group of young people, I met a young boy in Chicago, who on his way to school, he goes to public school, Muslim boy, he goes to public school, and on the bus, other kids call him Muhammad, terrorist, Osama bin Laden, ISIS, you know, do you have a bomb in your backpack? They say this to him the entire bus route. And he even made a video of it for me. He saw it being done, and he made a video. And another time they did it again. Another time they even beat him up. It's been reported to the principal. It's been reported to the school district. The teachers have been told. The bus driver has been told. But it carries on. Every few weeks, it happens again and again and again. What I'm trying to get at is there are countless families in the United States who's the real victims of Islamophobia, and the real pressure against Islam that's being mounted is being mounted even against our children. They're not safe. And this is a very serious epidemic that we all must stand up for. We have to grow a spine and walk into these school districts and say, we have paid taxes in this country. Our children are entitled to a stress-free, oppression-free, you know, dignified education in the public, even if it's in the public school system. And you will provide it to us, whether you like it or not. And if you don't like it, we'll see how you keep your job, because you will not. Because these children are as American, if not more. And we have to stand up for our kids now. We cannot remain silent in every one of your communities. Every single one of the parents has now, you have to become activists now. Because if our children are smothered by these kinds of words and they grow up having no confidence in their faith, what are they going to hold on to? It's going to be gone the moment they get a little bit older. We have to be able to, if we threw them into this flood, we better at least hand them a paddle. At least throw them a lifeboat or something. You can't just throw them in the mix and not support them. So the cause that I leave everyone here with is the cause of our kids. The cause in your local communities. Get involved and let them know Muslims live here and they're here to stay. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.